The season of floats and parades is underway as Mardi Gras in Mobile began on February 15th and runs through March 5th. The port city claims host to the oldest original Mardi Gras celebration in the United States and features a variety of distinct traditions and festivities every year. Suzanne Cleland and her son Stefan are no strangers to the celebration and came to StoryCorps to reminisce about their earliest experiences of Mardi Gras and the uniqueness of the parades.
Now that it's Mardi Gras season, and if people don't know, Mobile is the original home of Mardi Gras before New Orleans. What was your first memory of Mardi Gras?
My daddy had a friend who made floats, and I remember him taking us down to see the floats when they were ready to start parading, but before it was actually time for them to parade, and it was so fabulous to do that, and it was such a big deal. I mean, now a lot of the places have parties in the float barns, but I don't think they did back then. I mean, my God, this was 1948 or something, maybe. But I don't remember much except going to see those floats.
One of my first memories of Mardi Gras, and it must have been after we moved back here, probably around 1970, 71, 72, the floats used to be pulled by mules.
Right.
And rather than vehicles. And there were no barricades, so no bicycle barricades lining the streets. And men would go to the side of the floats with flares that had little shields towards the crowd. So I always associate the smell of sulfur. But the sulfur flares that would illuminate the floats,
right,
so everybody could see the floats. So I guess that's one reason why I like the smell of sulfur, is it has such memories for me as a child, just being mesmerized by floats, catching taffy and moon pies and necklaces. And since there were no barricades back then,
right,
all the kids, when the floats would pass by, would run to the street and start grabbing as much as we can off the street before the marching band or the next parade that would come. And I remember many a time a police officer or one of the guys with the flares just grabbing me and grabbing the other kids and throwing us back to the side of the street so we wouldn't get caught up in the wheels of the floats. Well, I guess you weren't considered a debutante, but you went to a lot of dances.
Right, right. Actually, by the time my age group made their debut, I had gotten married. And as I always say, I couldn't even pick out a silver pattern that I still liked. 10 years later, how could I have picked out a husband? But anyway, I did go to a lot. I went to every day, not every dance, but the closer they got to Mardi Gras, the more likely I would be to go because my dad was in one of them.
The Knights of Revelry.
Yeah, the KORs.
The KORs.
So that was something in the afternoon.
Did he ever ride in the floats?
Oh, yeah.
And did he ride the horse, if I remember? Or did he just...
I don't think so.
Okay, just run the floats.
Because he was kind of chubby. But I sort of have a memory of him getting in costume to go to Mardi Gras dances that were non-parading societies that had... Like
dominoes.
Correct.
150 fellows or the funny fellows and things like that. Because I remember you got an invitation to the dominoes once and they were all delivered by taxi cab.
Correct. Quite. I guess in the old days it was by horse and carriage. But you know, it was, I mean, Mardi Gras, it was so natural. I was telling somebody I had never been to a parade that didn't throw things. So the first time I ever, as an adult, went to a parade where they didn't throw things, I was astonished that nobody was pushing me aside or grabbing things from between my legs. But when I look back, it was very pleasant.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.